Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/12 to 2/20.
Start your spring projects today at the Lowe's Spring Savings Event, where you'll find huge deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like paint and primer starting at a new lower price of $17.98. Plus, get 15% off all Style Selections laminate flooring. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid 2/3 through 4/10. Flooring offer valid 2/15 through 2/22. See store for details. U.S. only.
Aries, if you've had a misunderstanding with a friend, things may ease this week. Taurus, your career plans finally take a step in the right direction thanks to expanding your network of business acquaintances. Gemini, if you've been considering going back to school, this might be a good week to look into it. Cancer, try reaching for a higher goal. You may be rewarded just for trying. Leo, this week you'll have a chance to strengthen an emotional bond with someone special. And Virgo, be on the lookout for a new character in your life that can show you some new possibilities. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Friday, take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery, it was an execution.
I'm gonna find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you gonna do, you gonna shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We're following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
Of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. It's never too early to think about college football. Join Coach Fitz and the Wildcats at Ryan Field this fall. Season tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. The Bulls, they host Boston tonight before they are off for the All-Star break. Jimmy Butler and Nico Mirotic will play. Dwayne Wade is sick. He may not play. Paul Zipser is out. Celtics have won 4 in a row and 9 of their last 10. Elsewhere in the NBA, one other game tonight. It's about an hour before the Bulls tip, and the Bulls tip at 7 o'clock. That's the Wizards at the Pacers. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off until Saturday when they host Edmonton. AHL, the Wolves, they're off today. They play in Texas tomorrow.
The magic number for now is 1, which is he's going to get one day a week and see how the knee, you know, to working behind the plate and see how the knee responds. And if that goes well, then he'll get 2 days a week.
That's Theo Epstein with Spiegel and Parkins earlier today. You can hear that entire interview at 670thescore.com talking about Kyle Schwarber and the time he'll spend behind the plate. He said he'll start out one day a week, and then if that goes well, it'll increase to 2, and they'll go from there. All Cubs position players report tomorrow with the first full team workout on Saturday. On the White Sox side of things, Carlos Rodon will start throwing on Friday as the team has limited his workload this offseason. PGA, it's the Genesis Open first round action. Dustin Johnson and Lefty, they're 5-under and tied for the lead with 3 others. Jordan Spieth tees it up about 30 minutes from now. College hoops tonight. You got a Big Ten game. Michigan hosts number 11, Wisconsin. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Neumel Medical Center. Discover the new you, NeumelMedical.com. For almost 100 years, Pep Boys has helped people get the most out of their cars. Hurry in and celebrate the do-it-yourself spirit with 25% off assorted parts and accessories, plus special savings on select Michelin and BF Goodrich tires during Pep Boys' Founders Day sales event. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
The Bernstein and Goff Show.
Bernstein and Goff at the Chicago Auto Show at McCormick Place in the Toyota Sports Corner.
That's exactly right.
All right. There's so many great... What?
We're on the air right now.
About? We're on the air.
I'm on the radio.
I know. And what are you talking about?
Who are you? Yeah, who are you? How can you just come up and start talking?
I've been wondering when you're talking about 6-7.
Oh, you're hammered. That's what it is.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
She's way smashed. And she's been yammering all night.
Yeah, you should have said you were hammered. Just say, hey, you're not hammered? You're hammered.
I've had some beers.
One beer! Two beers! Three beers! Four beers!
Yeah. You look like you've had some beers.
I've had a couple of cocktails.
I haven't had a cocktail.
Look at my guy over here. He's like, I don't want any tape of this. Yeah. My wife's listening.
Apparently, the gumar that'll be taken out. Too. Remember that drunken scene she caused at the Jersey Boys party? I actually forbid.
We're going to go to commercial here before we have to escort this young lady out of here.
Are you drunk?
No, I didn't have anything to drink.
You're into this?
Oh, okay. What is this?
The judge recommended I get one.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here. Live at the Chicago Auto Show. We're over here in the Toyota Sports Corner.
So many things to see here. The Sports Corner and the Toyota display just keeps going on and on and on. You see all this high-tech stuff. I did not know this, but Toyota Motor Corporation spends, get this, over $1 million per hour every day on research and development, R&D, as they say,
right,
in the business.
Right.
You can check out your next Toyota at the auto show today. They are always working to optimize your Toyota experience. And these, the big pickup trucks here, this one's got the ATV 4x4 in the back, the dirt bike over there.
Showing you how much they can carry, man, how wide those cabs are. The Toyota Tundra on display for us right here. We got the Sport and the Off-Road over here. And, of course, the Camry is on display, America's number one selling car. My buddy George is a Toyota Avalon owner.
Your buddy Cordell West is here.
No doubt about that. Yep. I'm not going to look over there. Apparently Frederick Douglass isn't.
Doing a great job, by the way.
You just looked me in the face and was like, all right, what are we going to do here? And then that happened. And we can't.
You said Frederick Douglass. I mean, look, maybe he was right this whole time.
Frederick Douglass is an example of somebody who's done an amazing job.
And he's right. Maybe he wants a Toyota now. That's fine. He's going to perform. We're giving the microphone, and he can come over and do an oration like that lady tried to do yesterday.
You disrespect one of our great historical figures.
There he is. Hey, he's allowed. He can be an important abolitionist voice and want to have himself a sweet Toyota ride. That's how he concluded most of his long, like, stem-winding speeches.
Jumped on him.
By the way,
get out of the way of my Tundra.
Peeling off into the night.
Oh, right? Lord. Dick Gregory's brother is with us, ladies and gentlemen. That is... Woo! All right, let me ask you this.
Yes?
The franchise tag talk that isn't surrounding one Alshon Jeffrey. We're pretty much in the clear when it comes to understand that he's not part of the plans going forward, right?
As far as I've been told, unless there is some weird 11th hour change, that there is, coming from both sides, a desire to explore every other possible option for him. The Bears don't feel he's reliable enough, and he hasn't enjoyed being a Bear.
All right, so that leaves one more hole, and maybe two more holes, because you don't know what Kevin White's going to be after having a second surgery on his lower extremities.
You could say leg.
Yeah, but, you know, I wanted to hockey it up real quick and be nebulous about it. I don't really know, and NFL.com put out their four-round mock draft today, and They, of course, have Jonathan Allen, as a lot of teams, as a lot of mock drafts have Jonathan Allen being the selection by the Bears and Patrick Mahomes being the second-round quarterback. When do you stop creating holes if you're the Bears management? And I know you don't want to get stuck up by a guy because you need him and you want to overpay him, but...
Yeah, the problem is once we start this discussion, there are two, because I know that there's some decisions that have been lumped together, I think, unfairly here. I know why they got rid of Brandon Marshall. Mm-hmm. I get that. Mm-hmm. I also know why they got rid of Matt Forte. The two that stand out are Martellus Bennett,
yes,
and Matt Slauson.
Yes.
Now, they ended up replacing Matt Slauson, but they didn't know Josh Sitton
would be available.
Right. They had no idea. That was dumb luck.
And they actually signed a pretty damn good rotation guard in Eric Kush. He played well.
He did a nice job for them.
He thought he was just the meathead on Hard Knocks.
Well, he was the meathead on Hard Knocks, but he wasn't just.
Right, he played well for a guy that you can get out of a game with or get out of a couple of weeks with an injury at that guard position. But the Bears, there's too many holes. And... the Jay Cutler thing is still up for some people's debate. Some people feel like Jay Cutler's out of here. Some people feel like, we'll wait and see. I just don't know if I've seen them go into a draft. And we've seen bad Bears teams before. But I don't know if we've gone into a draft in recent memory where there were this many holes, where you just absolutely didn't know what you had. You don't know what you have at corner. I mean, Bryce Callahan could be nice to everybody, but Bryce Callahan's got to play more than 10 games in a row for me to
count. I would go further than don't know what you have. I would say you certainly know that you're not good enough at corner.
You drafted a bunch of safeties who, let's face it, you didn't see enough out of Deion Bush last year.
DeAndre Houston, Carson.
Yeah, and then you got the guy that everybody was comparing to Peanut just because he had long arms. And
DeAndre Hall?
Yeah, DeAndre Hall, who
made
got
a couple
hurt.
Preseason plays only because he allowed his guy to get the ball and was able to knock the ball away from him.
And you might say, Jason, that's why they're a 3 or 4 win team, because there's so many holes. I don't remember a team being this barren at so many positions. I don't trust these tackles. I don't trust the wide receiver core because your top two guys, one might be out the door and another one is still a project in the making. I don't. If you want to roll with Cam Meredith, that's fine. That's fine. If you want to roll with Josh Bellamy because you feel like he's going to try harder, that's that Kyle Schwarber at catcher thing where it's like he's going to catch 1,000 balls in the offseason. Yes, and he's going to drop 30 during the regular season for you. I don't remember a time or in recent memory where the Bears have gone into a draft where they can draft anything and you really can't be upset with it.
We had a guy walk up before the show who was resplendent in his NRA hat with the Trump Pence button on it.
He addressed you, and I was happy about that.
Came up to me. I don't think you existed in his world.
Get ready to deport me.
And he said, "Well, do you have some optimism for the Bears?"
You were like, "About what?" No. He goes, "What are your thoughts on the Bears?" And you were like, "Concerning what?" And I'm like, "All right, this got off to a great start. Well, can't wait to hear this conversation."
Well, listen to the radio. You hear my thought. You can hear my thoughts on the Bears. So I said, "I specifically what?" I said, "Well, do you think they're going to be good?" And I said, "No."
And are we?
No, I don't.
Are we barking up the wrong tree with the defensive coach not drafting a quarterback with that third pick? Because if John Fox, if he bangs the table for a quarterback, that gives John Fox a couple more years, doesn't it? If he wants DeShone Kizer or the Mitch Trubisky thing this last few days, like people are talking about him at number two for the 49ers when a couple of weeks ago we were talking about a mid first round pick.
It's always a guy. He's the guy this year.
This
is the Mitch Trubisky. Jared Goff year.
If you're John Fox, wouldn't you say, you know what? Yes, I do want the quarterback that everybody wants me to want because I want to be here for a couple more years. Because you get that leash.
I would just love to know if, in fact, Ryan Pace like, nah, I'm seeing through you and you're not the general manager. Oh. And we don't know what goes on in those rooms when all is said and done and somebody's got a card in the hand and somebody else grabs the card out of their hand and gives somebody a different card and they pick up the cell phone and they say, well, wait, he called me and said they were going to draft me and then they didn't draft me. And those stories sometimes don't come out for years mm-hmm. until after the fact.
Mm-hmm. There's
but like you say, you can't be mad if they take, unless they take a running back, right? If they take a running back after Jordan Howard,
but if Leonard Fournette's Bo Jackson, I mean, hell, I wanted Ezekiel Elliott last year when he was still rumbling around 10 or 11, and people were like, you don't do that. You don't draft first-round running backs anymore. And he goes out there and has an MVP type of season, and albeit behind an awesome line. But I'll point out that awesome line was there for the 4-win team that got them that pick as well. So, I'll duplicate or replicate a position, whatever you want to say, if there's a playmaker involved.
Like an edge rusher.
Right. If you believe a guy is jumping up there, if Derek Barnett or Burnett, the outside linebacker out of Tennessee, is the guy, and you think he's there at 3 or 4 and you've got him rated higher than everybody else, I don't care that you've got Pernell McPhee or Leonard Floyd or whoever, Willie Young, whoever else you want to throw out there. This team sucks because there's no playmakers. So with all the holes, yes, you might anger some people because you're not filling a need, but everything is a need with this team. That's why I think.
Except in interior offensive line, we know is not a need.
You've got
two Pro Bowl veteran guards.
You've got a third-round pick at center that you haven't played yet, too.
Right, but that's what I mean. You have a center prospect you love, and then you have Hronas Grasu, who can only play center.
Right.
And that's why you re-sign Kush to give you... I mean, the interior offensive line, I would say, is a...
Strength
of the Chicago Bears.
Until you move Kyle Long out to tackle or something like that.
That's still on the table for me. You know that. Mm-hmm. Left or right, that is still on the table.
It's a more valuable position.
He's an athletic specimen, and if he gets his shoulder right and gets everything repaired, that you'd rather have a guy that good doing something more important.
And they just don't have enough picks to fix everything that needs fixing. I mean, this team needs a tight end. They need two wide receivers. They need two corners. They need a safety.
That argues for trading down. That argues for taking that 3 pick, and if there isn't somebody you think is an automatic, absolute ass-kicking game changer, then you drop down and you start.
But at
adding.
The right position, though, because you know where the depth is. Like you and me and Matt Miller were talking about it. The depth is at corner. There are guys that have first-round grades that are going to go at the back of the second round, the beginning of the third round. And guys we've seen play in big-time games and big-time conferences, too, not just guys who are out there Abilene Christian University and all of a sudden they're plopped into your secondary and asked to make plays. So I'm just trying to figure out when I've seen a team with this many holes. And we've seen bad teams before, but just zooming out from the season and not having to talk about it every week, you look at the roster and you're like, there are at least 10 positions that you need to upgrade at, and you've only got, what, 7 or 8 picks to do so.
And you've got free agency to try to do it as well. So your guy A.J. Bouye is not going to be tagged and will be available and will be expensive.
Yes.
But will be good.
I hope so. I mean, that was the first thing that Ryan Pace mentioned, too, when he sat down for his press conference, that they were going to be active with the amount of cap room that they have. And that's when you ask yourself, as a Bears fan, do they think that they have to get good right away? Did the trajectory change because of how bad this season was?
Rashad on the south side is on the score.
What's up, fellas? Hey, real quick, I want to kind of touch on, like, not only a personnel standpoint, it's just to identify value picks. Like, you touched on, like, interior offensive line, and I think with Hicks and Goldman, you're okay at those two spots. But I think what I want to look at free agent-wise, this being an important offseason, is because we understand the last two general managers did not have any pipeline of young players. We know this. But I want to know or hear from somebody up there is where they value their most important positions to be. Everyone's talking corner. We're talking safety. We're talking QB. But truly, where is the value spots based on what they're trying to build? Is this going to be a run-oriented offense? If that's the case, tackles might not be as important. You see what I mean?
So yeah. What they're trying to build, though, if you think they're building a run-the-ball, get edge pressure, obviously it would be running back and playmaker, which they think they have one in Jordan Howard, the outside linebackers, the guy that they drafted in Leonard Floyd, and the guy that they signed in Pernell McPhee. We know what they've designated those value positions to be, but will they fill that with talent? I mean, this draft, they did a damn good – Ryan Pace and his team did a damn good job. They got value throughout this draft. If Leonard Floyd plays a couple more games, we may be talking about a 9 or 10 sack guy with limited experience at that position in the NFL. So I can't argue that much with this draft or what the plan may be, because they've outlined what the plan is. Now, this draft going forward, We're going to find out where they think they have to be because of how bad this season was.
312-644-6767. On the other side of a break, we're going to give away a four-pack of tickets to the Chicago Golf Show. Keep it here. Bernstein and Goff on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Spiegel and Parkins talk to Theo Epstein live on The Score.
The great news is I don't think we have to do anything really special to insulate our guys because they're just such good guys. It comes naturally to them to connect with their teammates or put the team first and to bond. And that's what we had last year, and that was the greatest part of the whole thing.
To hear the entire Spiegel and Parkins interview with Theo Epstein, go to 670thescore.com.
This is Jim Rome of the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by ADT, protecting what matters most for over 140 years. It did not take Magic Johnson very long. Just 2 weeks after agreeing to serve as an advisor to Jeannie Buss, quote, on all business and basketball matters, end quote, he has seen a vision for the future, and that vision is Magic running the show. He told USA Today, quote, right now I'm advising. I get that. But at the end of the day, then we all got to come together and somebody's got to say, I'm making the final call, all right? So we'll see what happens, end quote. Yeah, we'll see what happens. And this has disaster written all over it. How many times have we seen a basketball team reach back to a former player and ask him to run the team? And how has that worked out? I'm not saying that there's not a role for Magic with the Lakers. There is, just not the role he envisions for himself. Not the role he wants. I'm Jim Rome.
It may be cold outside, but it's always comfortable inside Pontiac RV's massive indoor showroom with rows of new and used RVs at off-season sale prices. With volume buying power and lower overhead than others, you'll save on major manufacturers like Forest River, Coachmann, Keystone RV, Tiffin, Winnebago Motorhomes, and more. Over 300 RVs in stock. For over 30 years, people have traveled from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com. Everything under the sun,
Pontiac RV. This President's Day weekend, Guitar Center has everything you need to make music with savings up to 40% throughout the store. Get a Casio 88-key digital piano for just $299 or KRK Studio monitors $99 each. Plus, download your coupon and get 15% off a single item $199 or more. Visit our website at guitarcenter.com for limitations and qualifying products. And grab your copy of The List in Store, featuring gear from major brands with prices too low to advertise. This President's Day weekend at Guitar Center. Sale ends Monday.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/12 to 2/20.
Start your spring projects today at the Lowe's Spring Savings Event, where you'll find huge deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like paint and primer starting at a new lower price of $17.98. Plus, get 15% off all Style Selections laminate flooring. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid 2/3 through 4/10. Flooring offer valid 2/15 through 2/22. See store for details. U.S. only.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
If you're a poker player and you want to play at the big event in Las Vegas, listen up. It's time now to grab your spot for the 2017 Charity Poker Championship, helping kids with cancer through Children's Oncology Services and the One Step Programs, presented by Raymond James. It's Thursday, February 23rd at Chicago's Montgomery Club. We are playing for thousands in prizes and the top one of all, the $10,000 seat at the World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas. Seats are limited, so go to onestepcamp.org now to get yours. Spectator spots are available, too, for an exciting night of eating, drinking, and poker. And players can win bonus prizes for knocking out one of our celebrity bounties. Sponsored in part by David Hochberg of Pearl Mortgage. It's all to ensure that kids with cancer have the simple joys of childhood. Come on, player, don't wait. Reserve your spot now at onestepcamp.org. That's One Step Camp.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
We passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Oh. That's okay. You. Hey, that's fine. Caller 10 to the contest line, 312.
The contest line.
591-6700 will win a seat at the 2017 Charity Poker Championship 1 week from tonight. Mm-hmm. You will be trying, as you sit down at those tables, to win, to get to the final table, to be one of those 10, to then challenge each other to be the winner of the seat at the World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas. That's the one of the reasons why we're there. But the big reason why we're there is to raise money for Children's Oncology Services that administers the One Step programs. We empower kids who have cancer, encouraging them to take on the world. It's been immensely fulfilling for me to be involved with this organization, going back to the very, very first poker event that we did 12 years ago, and then to become involved as a board member, and now proud to be serving as the vice chairman of the organization, and knowing what we have coming up, what our future holds, and some grand plans some things that we want to do to continue to help more and more kids, to make more and more kids who have cancer able to experience the simple joys of childhood, expanding our reach to more children's hospitals, to more states, to improve outreach. And we do that with needing the best care, the best facilities, and the funding from the poker tournament and other places help do that. So go to onestepcamp.org and grab your seat. If you are not a lucky winner, you can purchase your seat, and we want to fill that room. You can enjoy fabulous food at the Montgomery Club. We've got top shelf booze, all you can eat, all you can drink. Want to be a spectator? Just $75. So go to onestepcamp.org. As always, we thank our presenting sponsor, Raymond James, and our other sponsors, Robert W. Baird, David Hochberg of Pearl Mortgage, and Associated Agencies Incorporated. Talk a little football before we have our basketball guest, Sherrod Blakely of CSN Boston, in a few minutes. And this is Ray in Orland Park on the Score. Hi, Ray.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Dan, I couldn't agree with you more about trading down. I feel like the Bears could make the draft day plot on that Kevin Costner movie happen with a team and really fleece somebody.
Not quite. That plot was 100% preposterous, but I know that you're hyperbolizing. And I was not necessarily arguing for a trade down, just pointing out that when Jason said you wish you had more picks, I said you can get more picks if you want
it. I'm just surprised it hasn't been talked about more to trade down, because it seems like a very viable option for the Bears where they are, considering the overvaluing of quarterbacks and their overall needs. Also, speaking of quarterbacks, what do you guys think of Tyrod Taylor? He's been a top 10 rating quarterback, above 90 the past couple years. The Bills seem to hate him for some reason, even though he's done better than most quarterbacks in there since Jim Kelly. What do you think about Tyrod Taylor?
I think Tyrod Taylor has gotten the most out of his potential and his ability. If you talk to anybody who's covered the Bills over the last couple of years, Tyrod Taylor has to be outside of the pocket, because Tyrod Taylor is a tiny little man and he cannot get it done from the pocket. So they got to change launch angles. They got to change where the pocket is at all times. And if you watched any Bills football, I'm sorry for you, but like people shut that offense down when they sent outside pressure, like cornerback blitzes and things like that. He's limited in what he could do because of his size, because of his height, and he doesn't have huge hands.
Like, how tall is he? 6 feet?
Not even. And Drew Brees isn't a tall guy, so everybody always goes back to Drew Brees and Russell Wilson.
But the difference is a different kind of cat.
The difference is they have huge hands, so they can finish at the top a lot better than guys who are smaller guys who don't have big hands.
Russell also has different arm angles because of his baseball experience, that he's able to retain accuracy even while changing angles to find lanes that another quarterback might not be able to find.
Yeah, I think Tyrod Taylor's a guy you try to get away with for a couple of years. He got paid, but that's about it. I don't think Tyrod Taylor is a next-level championship contender quarterback.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. It's never too early to think about college football. Join Coach Fitz and the Wildcats at Ryan Field this fall. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. The Bulls, they host Boston tonight before the All-Star break. Jimmy Butler and Nico Mirotic, they'll play. Dwayne Wade is sick. He may not play. Paul Zipser is out. The Celtics have won 4 in a row and 9 of their last 10. They're the second seed in the East as it stands. Elsewhere in the NBA, one other game this evening, Wizards at the Pacers. That one tips at 6. Bulls and Celtics tip at 7. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off until Saturday when they host Edmonton. AHL, the Wolves, they're off today. They play in Texas tomorrow. Spring training, Cubs, all position players report tomorrow with the first full team workout on Saturday. Theo Epstein joined Spiegel and Parkins earlier today. You can catch that entire interview at 670thescore.com. White Sox, Carlos Rodon will start throwing tomorrow as the team has limited his workload this offseason. PGA, Genesis Open, first round, Dustin Johnson, lefty. They were 5-under, tied for the lead with 3 others. Jordan Spieth, he's getting ready to tee up right now and start his first round action. College hoops tonight, Big Ten game. Michigan hosts number 11, Wisconsin. Breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Pep Boys. For almost 100 years, Pep Boys has helped people get the most out of their cars. Hurry in and celebrate the do-it-yourself spirit with 25% off assorted parts and accessories, plus special savings on select Michelin and BF Goodrich tires during Pep Boys Founders Day sales event.
All kinds of good stuff at the Toyota Sports Corner at the Chicago Auto Show at McCormick Place. You can visit us here and check out Toyota to see the 2017 Highlander. With seating up to 8.
There can only be one.
The Highlander provides room for all your family and friends. Seating up to 8.
Yes.
That is a lot of people.
That's a lot of sex.
In what? What?
It's a lot of sex.
Why does it have to be that?
I'm assuming if you're riding around with 8 people, at least 3 or 4 of them have to be your spawn. No?
Oh, okay.
You don't just get them all in the car so you can do them. No, that's not what I'm saying.
We're back to your, like, a Ron Artest story.
No, okay. Not at all. No, not that.
All right. In Elburn, this is Milkbone on the score.
Speaking of.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bone.
You know, as you're talking about the draft, I just got to wonder, you don't hear hardly anything about Deshaun Watson, at least locally, and every year, when you look at the teams that make it to Championship Sunday, they've got a franchise quarterback. You had Roethlisberger and Brady. Well,
here's the question. Why do you think no one would argue against having a great quarterback? Right. Why do you think Deshaun Watson is that guy?
Look at his body of work. He took Clemson to the national championship the last 2 years, and
That's not scouting, though. That watching the achievement of his college team is not the same as scouting him.
Understood. But you don't think he's got the talent that no other Bears quarterback has ever had?
No other Bears quarterback has ever had? No. Come on.
I think that one is on the way out. That's pretty talented.
Milk, there's a reason Jay Cutler, considerably so. One of the by a mile the most talented quarterback in Bears history, by a mile. And Jay Cutler's draft was he 12th overall?
I believe a little bit higher.
In a terrific quarterback year, where Watson grades out this year in a bad quarterback year is probably
the third
quarterback. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because DeShone Kizer is taller and bigger, and Mitch Trubisky has all the measurables as well. I differ from you a little bit on this one, Dan, because I think Deshaun Watson is going to be a good NFL quarterback.
I'm not saying he isn't. I just think it takes a lot of work. He's gonna take development. I don't think the Bears have the support system or developmental apparatus in place that I would trust to get the most out of him. And just sometimes some of the interceptions that he's thrown have been on NFL style passes that just aren't there.
No, I listen, all the deep ball accuracy problems that a lot of people are bringing up as we get closer and closer to the scouting portion of the combine and the pro days and all that other stuff. I understand that, but I think there is something to be said for the teams that he's competed against on the highest level and won. And that's all you can ask for him to do.
He's also had great receiving talent.
Yeah, but he had it 1 year. He had Mike Williams this year. He went to the championship game last year without great receiving talent because Mike Williams had a broken neck. I think Deshaun Watson will be a mid-first round pick. I wouldn't be surprised if the Cleveland Browns don't let him get away with that 12th pick. But I don't know if he's going to be great, but I think he's going to be a good player.
I love his makeup, his intelligence, his feel for the position.
He's not a next level prospect like we saw Cam Newton be or Andrew Luck or some guys like that where you're like, all right, no doubt about it, that is the number one pick.
And I don't like the reliance on RPOs. It's so many of his big plays come off of run pass options that you just can't do in the NFL. But also the fact that his build might not be conducive to taking a pounding if he takes off and runs. That you got to protect these guys. By the way, Cutler was 10th overall. 11th overall in 2006.
Right.
Vince Young was 3rd. Matt Leinart was 10th.
Yeah, it was a tough quarterback draft.
Yeah, it was. And Cutler ended up being the best of those three.
Yep. That was the Mario Williams, Reggie Bush draft too, right?
I think so.
Top of the draft where everybody's talking about who's going to be the number one pick overall.
Basketball talk next. The Bulls opponent tonight, the Boston Celtics. Sherrod Blakely of CSN Boston is in town to discuss that with us. Not in town too, but he will talk about that game and the Celtics and if they might be interested in Jimmy Butler. We'll find out next on The Score.
The Score is hosting another event in our brand new Culinary Kitchen, and you could join us there. Log on to culinarykitchenchicago.com to enter to win a spot at an exclusive cooking demonstration with chef and partner at Spiaggia, Tony Montuano, on February 24th.
This President's Day weekend, Guitar Center has everything you need to make music with savings up to 40% throughout the store. Get a Martin X Series Acoustic Electric for just $449 or guitar stands and wall hooks, two for $10. Plus, download your coupon and get 15% off a single item $199 or more. Visit our website at guitarcenter.com for limitations and qualifying products. And grab your copy of The List in Store, featuring gear from major brands with prices too low to advertise. This President's Day weekend at Guitar Center. Sale ends Monday.
Burns and Foster, Tempur-Pedic, I like that one, and more. And through Monday, this is big. Get free delivery when you finance your mattress and adjustable base with 0% APR for 72 months.
Right, that's a whole extra year than what we normally tell you. So it might be a great opportunity for you to take a look at one of those Tempur-Pedic mattresses with the adjustable base. I mean, Dan and I have told you for a long time just how fantastic they really are, whether you're just sitting up in bed, watching TV, reading, and even it helps alleviate certain health issues as well, so you can sleep better at night.
And the savings don't end there either, because you can save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets also, and up to $300 on select Tempur-Pedic mattresses. You got to do this before prices go up.
You know, and you won't find a lower price than at Mattress Firm. And while you're there, ask them about their Sleep Happy Guarantee. So go to mattressfirm.com, find a location nearest you, and let the sleep experts walk you through their very simple process to help you find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. So take advantage of the President's Day sale at Mattress Firm. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss the new reality thriller, Hunted. 18 ordinary people on the run.
We can't stay in one spot.
We gotta get out of here.
They'll try to elude expert hunters.
My team is from the Navy SEALs, the CIA, U.S. Marshals.
We'll find them.
In a high-stakes game of hide-and-seek.
We are safe as long as we don't make a silly mistake.
My instinct is telling me something ain't feeling right.
Move in.
Let's go.
Hunted. New episode, CBS Wednesday.
Libra, if you've been worried about your health, stop being worried and see a professional. Scorpio, if you've been unsure about your next move, consider a retreat to allow a refocus. Sagittarius, try not to take criticisms too personally this week. Capricorn, your personal finances see an uptick and bring an end to any misunderstandings. Aquarius, your doubts and reservations about a new acquaintance may prove to be unfounded. And Pisces, while planning ahead is your best course of action, staying flexible is of paramount importance. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the new drama, Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police works like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
You're not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
On the test, nobody passes.
Training Day, CBS Thursday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah. Elementary. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see?
He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Into Isaiah's hands. Hesitation move. Isaiah, plenty of time. Three. Isaiah.
Oh, boy, he just caught Davis napping.
On CTV. If you're a Celtic fan, because this guy is going crazy. Just tap your watch. Fourth quarter. Oh, okay, it's Isaiah time.
He's incredible the way he can get shots up. He's a great finisher in the paint. They do a great job of running a lot of actions for him, coming off to his left hand where he can stop on a dime and pull up from anywhere. You look at his shot chart, you know, you've got these shot geos where, you know, shows their percentages on the floor. Most of the guys in the league have at least a red or a yellow in certain areas. He's green all over the floor, so he's a guy that can get it done.
Awesome analytics stuff there from Fred Hoiberg talking about the Bulls opponent tonight. And joining us now is Sherrod Blakely of CSN Boston. He covers the Celtics for them. He is on Twitter at SherrodBCSN, and he's on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Be the MVP of your family by bringing home a Home Run In Pizza tonight. What's happening, Sherrod?
Hey, what's going on?
You got it, man. I want to talk to you about your team before we get into all the Jimmy Butler madness in the Eastern Conference. Do you think in a seven-game series that the Isaiah Thomas stuff, especially in the fourth quarter, is sustainable when teams know, you know, guys know who they're going to stick throughout, you know, a 10-day period and tendencies are honed in on and teams try to take away what you do best? Do you think that he can still be the fourth quarter magician that he is able to be in the regular season?
You know what? I would have thought by now I would see more games where teams, you know, were able to figure out how to limit his effectiveness and take him out of what he likes to do, because they've seen it night in, night out in preparation for the Celtics. But he finds a way to make plays all the time. And, you know, we've seen teams try to double team him, tilt, show hard, pretty much every defense you can imagine to try to get the ball out of his hands. But what he does, because he plays with so many guys who can help space the floor, those guys have to make shots, and they've been able to do that, and thus the ball winds up swinging back his way. He has been an amazing fourth-quarter scorer, and I'm shocked night in and night out that he's still able to do it, because I don't recall a guy that small in the modern era able to dominate the way he's able to night in and night out in the fourth quarter, regardless of how good the team is defensively.
I'm interested, too, in how you think Brad Stevens has come around in his adjustment from college to the pros, and having now enough of a body of work that with basketball people that I trust talk of him as if he's doing some next level stuff. That this is, and I don't know how he runs his practices. You may see him around the team more than I do, but this appears to be one of these coaches that is able to do more with less. One of these says he can take his and beat yours, and he can take yours and beat his.
The one thing that he, I think, does more than anything else is his ATOs after timeouts are really good. And what he does, I think, better than anything else is he keeps you guessing. I mean, they had a game, you know, about a week or so ago that it's the fourth quarter, it's late in the game, and you figure Isaiah Thomas is going to take the game winner. They drew up a play for Terry Rozier, who made the shot to force overtime. There are not a lot of coaches that are going to take the one player that you know is your leader, take him off the ball, and put him in a position where he's a decoy and go with a second, you know, a backup who is barely in the rotation to take a shot to send the game to overtime. That's the kind of stuff that Brad Stevens has really done a great job at just really keeping defenses guessing as to what he can do. And, you know, when you listen to other coaches, you know, and scouts talk about Brad, you think you're talking about the next coming of John Wooden or something. That's he's good, but again, I tell people this all the time. The man is good, but he has yet to win a playoff series. do that, then we can start talking about him as being one of the, you know, one of the upper echelon coaches. But certainly he has trended in the right direction. He's just got to get a playoff series or two under his belt.
Yeah, for the time that, you know, I've been around, the NBA guys have said, hey, the star of the Boston Celtics isn't on the floor. He's the guy wearing the suit. And as you mentioned, you got to win a playoff series before you get that stamp. I find fascinating and intriguing the fact that Danny Ainge has been able to move in a way that you don't quite see that often, where the big three of the big four is no more. And then you get into that weird area of, what are you? Are you going to lose? Do you have a whole bunch of really good players? Are you going to be stuck in the NBA hell? Are you going to get into the Kevin Love sweepstakes? Is your name in there for big time free agents? And all the while, they've managed to build a team that is the second or third best team in the Eastern Conference, while still having draft picks, while still being in the talks for star players. Like, what direction are they going to go, and do they have to pick a lane because of how well this has worked?
Well, right now, that, you know, they're at a point where there's a very small window for them to significantly improve their roster, and that's why you're going to hear names like Paul George and Jimmy Butler thrown out there, because those are the only guys that you could conceivably see that they have even the slightest chance at acquiring and become significantly better. And that's it's amazing that they've been able to do this in a very very small period of time. Because remember, their rebuilding process started the same time as the Sixers, and I think it's fair to say those two franchises are in very different positions at this point in their growth over the last 4 years.
So that brings up the question about Stevens, and if in fact he were to get Paul George or Jimmy Butler, and that first time he designs that after timeout play, and that guy says, well, you're going to be a decoy, and Jimmy looks at him, he says, hell no. And then how he responds then, because if you have the full buy-in and all these stars, and you make that move for a guy who knows he's the guy, and Butler loves being the guy, he's already cut Fred Hoiberg's balls off more than once, and that's when I think we'll get that test that you want of Brad Stevens, is who wins the battle of wills in a situation like that.
Well, you know what has to happen? The play has to work. Because if you're a decoy and the play works, you don't have a leg to stand on to complain. Even, you know, Brad Stevens, when he first got here, you know, he's drawn on plays at after timeouts, and there were a number of games, a number of times where players afterwards said, well, they're looking at this play he's drawn up and they're thinking, what the hell is my coach thinking? This isn't going to work. What are these nuts? And they execute the play the way he draws it up. It works, and then it's like, okay, I guess there was a method to his madness. That's how you win over your players. And I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, Hoiberg has had so many troubles. His stuff just isn't working. And players, if you're going to convince players to buy into your system, it has to be a system that has success. That's why Brad Stevens has been able to convince, you know, guys that his stuff works, because when they execute it exactly how he tells them to, it does work more often than not.
What do the Boston people want? What do the Boston Celtics fans want besides Gordon Hayward?
White guys.
Right. And what do they want? Do they have fun with the Isaiah Thomas thing? Do they want Jimmy Butler because of not only his connections to Mark Wahlberg, but the fact that you get a little out of town stupid there where you don't know his personality? Do they want Paul George? Are they getting greedy as a fan base, or are they just enjoying the ride right now?
Right now, I think they're really enjoying the ride, but they understand that the Celtics are in a very unique position where they have the kind of assets that they could make a legitimate run at, you know, a Jimmy Butler or a Paul George. But they would, and that is exciting to them. But meanwhile, while they're certainly, you know, hoping something like that goes down, they're enjoying the fact that if that doesn't happen, they're still one of the top two or three teams in the Eastern Conference. And, you know, this is the one year where if you're the Celtics, you know, your goal has to be to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Because once there, anything can happen. And, you know, I know some people have, you know, kind of put this dark cloud over the Cavaliers and, ooh, they're in trouble. All their main guys are going to be ready to roll come playoff time. And that team is built for the postseason anyway. So I think if you're the Boston Celtics, your goal is to get to the conference finals. And that's where I think things get a little interesting when you talk about a Jimmy Butler, because the kind of assets that you're going to have to give up to get him, you have to ask yourself, are we taking one step forward by adding him, but two steps back in terms of all that we're going to have to give up to get him? Those are some of the issues that I know they are internally discussing amongst themselves, and certainly they'll feel a lot better about their chances as they get closer to the deadline, because, you know, Chicago, you guys are closer to it than I am, but I mean, it looks like a hot mess from afar.
Yeah, it is. It's not hard to see, and there's no doubt that they would love that Nets pick. And so far, it's been reported that hasn't come up in talks, that they're holding out saying, no. Well, we might do something, but we're not including that particular.
But can you sell that to Boston fans, Sherrod? Can you sell that, hey, Lonzo Ball is going to take this thing to the next level, just wait 2 or 3 years until he gets it together? Like, have they messed up their own trajectory with the success that they've had in the last couple of years?
Well, you know, it's funny. I mean, because when you draft a bunch of, you know, high draft picks, it takes 3-4 years for each of them, frankly, to kind of find their way. And the success that they've had, it has speeded up not only the timetable for winning, but also the expectations for a championship. You know, the Celtics, when they got rid of, you know, the big three, people figured it would be another 5-10 years before they could be even in the conversation to be a title contender. But, you know, here they are, you know, sixth best record in the NBA. And they haven't developed that megawatt superstar. Isaiah Thomas is very close, but he hasn't put together, I think, the track record to where you can say that he is, without a doubt, a bona fide superstar. I think it'd be a hard sell, to be candid with you, to take that number one pick and use it on a guy and just say, you know, we're going to roll with this. I think fans right now, they want Jimmy Butler. They think that Jimmy Butler could be that guy that could put them over the top and give them just that little extra something they need to knock off Cleveland. I disagree with that. And Jimmy's a great player, but
Stop, man. You're ruining everything.
What the hell is wrong with you? We brought you on here to be our propaganda machine. What are you doing?
Ruining our lives and eating all our steak.
I love Jimmy. I think he's a great player. But I think they're going to need, in addition to Jimmy, they're going to need another piece. I think really have a legitimate shot to knock off Cleveland. But listen, if Chicago is in the mindset that they have to reload and start over, Boston is a team you want to talk to, because they got everything a team that is looking to scorch the earth and start from scratch has. They've got draft picks, they got young proven veterans, guys that are on very team-friendly contracts, and guys who are in a culture of winning. And when you talk about those type of players and trading a guy like Jimmy Butler, those are the kind of players, the kind of assets you want to get back in return.
Well, thanks for the tease then, Sherrod. We appreciate it.
Anytime.
Sherrod, thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem, fellas.
Sherrod Blakely of CSN Boston. Next up, one of our favorites, Dave Cameron from Fangraphs. Very, very excited about the White Sox offseason. We will talk to him about that and more baseball things upcoming after an update on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
AutoZone presents the Rev Up Your Refund, Instant Win Game, and Sweepstakes. This tax season is the one way to get the most out of your money. Enter at AutoZoneTaxTime.com for your chance to win $30,000 or other great cash and gift card prizes. It's the perfect way to power right through tax season. So visit your local AutoZone and get the most out of your refund.
Let's get you what you need.
Terms and conditions apply. For official rules, visit AutoZoneTaxTime.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/12 to 2/20.
Start your spring projects today at the Lowe's Spring Savings Event, where you'll find huge deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like paint and primer starting at a new lower price of $17.98. Plus, get 15% off all Style Selections laminate flooring. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid 2/3 through 4/10. Flooring offer valid 2/15 through 2/22. See store for details. U.S. only.
History. This week in 1990, Freddie Mercury made his final public appearance on stage at an award show. Rapper Tupac Shakur was sentenced to 1.5 to 4.5 years in prison on the sexual abuse charge. This week in 1995, Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On set a new record for the most radio airplays in the U.S. with 116 million plays in 1 week. This week in 1998. This week in 2012, Whitney Houston had an invitation-only memorial at a church in New Jersey.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.